Welcome back to another edition of Propels Talk, presented to you by the Birdsaw Law Firm. Lito, joined with Herb Jones. Herb, thanks for joining the show. How are you?
Great. I'm great. I'm glad to be on with you guys.
So, 4 years, $54 million, signed an incredible, well-deserved extension in the offseason. What's that mean to you to basically stay at home in New Orleans, the team that drafted you?
I mean, it's everything. To sign an extension, I'm in the city that drafted you. I mean, it means everything. It's so many people to thank, especially the fans, because I think they play a huge part in a team wanting to keep someone. And talking on like my end, just wanting to stay. Like, I felt at home in New Orleans. So, once the talks were going and they asked that I want to stay, like, it was a no-brainer. Like, I wanted to be here.
Yo, you said we here with Herb Jones. I'm saying we here with the future defensive player of the year. Do you feel like you're the best defender in the NBA?
Cool.
What I also want to know, what are some of your other favorite defenders in the league?
I like Jaden McDaniels, Mikael. Mm-hmm. Perimeter defenders, those two.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just think
that's cool. You better than them all. It don't matter.
I'll let you say that.
Do my job. What's it like? So in the offseason, Paul George came on his podcast and he said that you were the best defender in the league. One, what's it like from your standpoint hearing that from Paul George, one of the best offensive players in the league? And two, can we get your honest opinion on being snubbed and being left off that All-NBA defensive team?
Well, when Paul George said that, it was crazy to me. Because it was just out of nowhere. But my approach always stayed the same. Sometimes I think, on their podcast, I wouldn't call it fool's gold, but if you get into the praise too much, I think it kind of clouds your work habits. Like, you might think you're better than what you are. And I just always tried to stay even keel. Like, it was great that PG felt that way. And of course I feel the same, but at the same time, the awards, accolades, like, all of that is out of my control. Now I really don't care.
Pay attention. Fair.
So, look, in the last couple months of the season, we saw a scoring uptick from you. You shot, I think, 41% from three in March, and I think in April it was, 60%. Is that something you think you continue moving forward into next season? And, what changed in the game and your approach to the game for you to see that?
I think it was just me trusting in my work.
Yeah.
I put the work in, and I just got to go out every night. Trust it, and I think I started doing that first at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm a big film guy. I think you're one of the best off-ball slot cutters, and from the corner as well. And that's not something that a lot of players understand. How did you become so good at that? What do you see? Are you just seeing the entire play? But how did you become that good of an off-ball cutter?
Just growing up, we play a lot of basketball. I think it was just something that we did. Like, I've never sat down and tried to learn when or how to cut. Like, anytime somebody turned their head when we were playing growing up, in the backyard, we were back door. Now, the slot cut, that came a little later, I think around my sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm. My junior year of college, we went to more of a five-out type of game.
Yeah.
That's when I learned to cut the slots at certain times, especially, the empty corner pick and rolls. Like, it's almost like a layup every time if, you know, the slot guy cuts when the guy comes off the pick and roll, or if he drives baseline. Because everybody, like, as much as you want to stop it, you have to – everybody has to drop back and help.
Right.
And at some point, they're going to lose vision of you. And that's when I
– Yeah, there's one moment, I think it's early on in the year. I think y'all playing the Hornets. I think it's like a one-possession game, and you – back cut from the corner and Brandon finds you. I think it's an and one.
Yep.
And you're really good, not only with Brandon, you're also with Zion. And those are two guys that drive and cut. And so I think it's just interesting the way you see the game and that you're always, you know, wanting to move. Is that something, I guess, you know, last year, you kind of, there was those moments where you're stationed in the corner. You like cutting off and just being a movement guy.
Yep. Yeah. Always just try to, like, if we're standing still, it's easier to guard.
Mm-hmm. You
know, right. Anybody can go out and guard. People that's just standing around, but if we move in, you may not get the ball. But if I cut, somebody else may,
right?
You know, may be open. So that's what I try to do anytime.
You play help defense like a safety. You do a good job of like baiting guys into thinking that a passing lane is open and nothing is really there. Did you play football growing up? And was there any you basically like played basketball like Ed Reed would play football? Is that one of your influences? I'm good at this. It's crazy. For real, like you really do. Like you have this bait and switch type feel for the game.
Yeah, Reed was like my favorite player. Like I would watch his highlights all day.
Yeah. It shows. It shows.
But I think a lot of what he did was just believing in his instincts, like trusting the move that he would make. He's gambling out, you know.
Right, right.
On the field, and I just took that over to the court. And I was kind of saying to myself, if he can do it on a football field, you know, why couldn't I do it on a basketball court? Like, it's a lot less room.
Right, okay.
Like, I could fly around a little bit.
We got to get this to Ed Reed, man.
A couple more questions. Toughest player to guard in the league, as I'm sure it's very hard. But who are your – just give me three, the toughest players to guard in the league right now.
Right now, one-on-one, like no screens.
All right, we'll go no screens. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. One-on-one, top three.
Kyrie, KD, Giannis.
Lito, you got a follow-up to that one?
Which one of those three is the toughest, though?
Giannis.
Yeah, it's just explain why, you know. I know why, but I'm saying.
Who doesn't know?
All right, so what if people tell you, hey, Giannis is not a great jump shooter, right? Like, what are you? Listen, I understand. This man is multiple-time MVP. Okay, no, enough said. Listen, in my closing scenario, like, in the game, you – play a small ball five, kind of like Draymond Greenish, right? Like you have point guard skills, you play point guard. Is that something that you would embrace going forward? Is that something you're interested in doing?
I mean, as long as I'm on the court, like I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't really care where they need me to play. Like wherever they need me to be, I'll be.
Gotcha. Cool.
Herb Jones, Lito, thanks for the time, man.
Appreciate
you.
Yes,
absolutely. Presented by Crystal Hot Sauce. Company Burger is the official burger of Propels Talk and Boot Crew Media. Located at 4600 Ferret Street, Company Burger has been locally owned and operated for 11 years. Grind the meat, bake the buns, make the mayo, get the homemade tots. Company Burger uses Creekstone Farms prime beef to create the best burger in the city with milkshakes to go and a full bar. Company Burger is open every day besides Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Can't make it out? No worries, we have you covered. You can order online right now at thecompanyburger.com or check them out on the Toast or Uber Eats app. Company Burger.